This is Mrs. Barr reading Adventures of a South Pole Pig, Chapter 12. Load up the dogs! Move it! You there! Be of use or get out of the way! Flora woke to someone shouting and to bright sunlight. A moment later, she was being led toward the ship, the salty air tickling her nose. Bye, Oscar! She called over her shoulder. See you on board! She was so happy to be truly starting her adventure. She could put up with anything, even the sailor's rough tug on the chain around her neck as they went up and into the ship, past rows of empty cages on either side, each with a soft-looking blanket. Which one was hers? Maybe her blanket would have a picture of a pig or a star on it. She kept stopping to look and sniff, but the sailor kept yanking her forward. She hoped he wouldn't shove her into a cage on the end. She enjoyed company. And if she had two friendly neighbors, she might be able to get sled-pulling tips from them. They walked past the last cage on deck. Flora tried to turn around. There must be some mistake. But as she protested, the sailor dragged her through a dark doorway. A steep staircase stretched in front of her into the gloom below. This must be the hold. Why was he taking her there? What about her soft blanket? Her cage among the members of the dog team? Flora locked her legs and pulled back with all her strength, but she was forced to hop down each step behind her clanking chain. The shouting and banging from the world above got more and more muffled as she went down. At the bottom of the stairs, the sailor walked a few paces in and clipped her chain to a box. She didn't turn to watch as he clomped back up. She just listened. Then she was alone. Flora blinked. The only light in the hold came from the opening at the top of the stairs. Her chain clinked and her thoughts whirled as she looked for a blanket. There wasn't one. She slumped onto the hardwood floor and put her chin between her front hooves. Something rustled. She lifted her head and called softly, "Hello?" Nobody answered. The hold was where they put things they didn't want to think about until they needed them. That was what Oscar had said. Wait a minute. She wasn't a box of tools or a barrel of cheese. How long would it take them to realize she'd been chained below by mistake? Oscar and the other sled dogs were up in the fresh air, so why wasn't she? She laid her head back down and tried to imagine what advice Luna would give her. Flora could hear her friend say, "Adventure quickly turns into trouble." Sighing, Flora tried to think more positively until a clatter distracted her. A sailor with a box in his arms pounded down the wooden stairs, and behind him was another sailor and another. A long line of men darkened the doorway, each with a box or barrel or sack. She hopped up. She wanted to make it easy for someone to spot her. Each time their burden slammed onto the floor, Flora jumped. The supplies were rolled or shoved or tossed into place, and then the men banged up the stairs, only to return with another load. They were all business and spoke only when they needed to. "Cap'n says, leave a path. Cap'n says, stack 'em only too high. Strap down those barrels. They're rough seas between here and there. Cap'n says the precious cargo down here will be the difference between life and death once the expedition starts." Precious cargo? Maybe the captain would come down next and inspect his supplies and his pig. He sounded like a person who could sort this out. The parade of men finally ended without a single one of them noticing or speaking to her or scratching her head. The last man disappeared through the doorway and Flora was alone again. Was it possible? Could she be the precious cargo? Being put down here had to have something to do with being special. Or maybe it had to do with the training a sled pig needed. Yes, that was it. She would show the captain her best spirit when he came down to look things over. Not just boxes and barrels, but his special pig, too.